still round. But the rest of me is.
Say that again, Dennis.
You look like a little Dutch girl.
I know. Well, I would wear wooden shoes, but they're so uncomfortable. Even the designer ones.
And your neighbors downstairs hate that.
Oh, they do. They do. I did have Dolce & Gabbana wood little sandals that I was, I don't know, I must have been really drunk or high when I bought them a long time ago at Neiman Marcus. It was $500 for little wood, like the Dr. Scholl's shoes. And they were the most uncomfortable shoes I ever wore, but they were so cool in the closet.
Listen, I went through my closet.
Don't yawn when I'm talking to you.
You what?
You yawned. I said, don't yawn when I'm talking to you.
Did I yawn?
Yeah, that's okay. I yawned.
Well, I went through my closet the other day to find a pair of shoes, and I found my favorite high-top Converse from like 20 years ago that are still wearable. The cat had peed on them.
No.
I love that. Well, it's nothing you can't throw it in the washing machine.
Oh, yeah, I know. I had purple high tops like that. They were so cool.
I love them. Well, Nicole, you remember my friend Nicole, who used to live downstairs?
Yes.
You met her at Christmas and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
She used to be in retail. And this is like, you know, 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And she was in high-end retail, and she from the mall, the Westside Pavilion, which is now, you know, some Google or Apple or some kind of company. The Westside Pavilion, there was a place, and she would come home with a different pair of All-Stars for me, like every day. She'd find them in the bargain bin or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I got a bunch. So are you in Palm Beach or Manhattan?
I'm in Palm Beach. I went to Manhattan for a couple weeks and then another couple weeks, but I was, you know, dealing with this crazy lady. So now the condo just went up for sale last week.
Well, and you're hoping for a quick sell, I'm sure.
I really am. I've got a great realtor. He's and I used to party with him back in the 90s with my gay friends. So I said, oh, I remember you. And plus, I love him because he is very, he helps save dogs from Korea. He finds homes for dogs from Korea. So they don't become appetizers. So
yeah, that's the first thing I thought. Unfortunately,
yeah. So
you're becoming appetizers around here because it's not funny. It's not a joke. Unfortunately, coyotes. I don't know. Coyotes, Kathy, are everywhere in Los Angeles. They're everywhere.
I used to see them right down in Beverly Hills, right by Mercedes dealership and they would come right down the street when I'd be walking my dog. I lived right on Palm Drive, you know, right off Beverly, and they would walk right down the street
in the middle of the day. And now they're here, and I mean they're everywhere.
They're very aggressive too. They've gotten very ballsy.
Well, you know, let's just keep having more children and caring, so we need more places to live, so we can tear down more wetlands and nothing to children. I love children, but. You know, the world is just so full of people.
Well, they're doing the same thing to West Palm Beach now. It used to be beautiful. And I had a view. And now condos going literally across my driveway going up. A fence fell over on my car the other day. And stressed. Yeah.
Well, you know, the what do you call it? The wetlands. What is it? Everglades. The Everglades are just being push.
But, I know. And you know what? The pythons are moving inland because of it.
Yeah.
They make great jackets.
I wanted to become a python hunter, but I had to get an assistant that would watch for gators. It's very good business. You grab them by the back of the neck. You shoot a nail gun in their head. And you get between 100 and 500 per python that you turn in. If there's eggs in it, you get 100 per egg. And then once they've clicked that off and paid you all your money, you take it to a tannery and sell it.
That's what Dennis just said.
It's great business. Great business. I learned all about it through Craig Robinson, the comedian.
Well, let's do it.
Caught 79 pythons just in my area in 2 months.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm not scared.
Well, I mean,
so
It's sad that we got to talk about it like this because, you know, we should be making jokes about this wildlife.
They're the top of the food chain. They are the top of the food chain. They are, one swallowed a whole alligator and then died because its stomach exploded, but it didn't care. anyway.
That sounds like me at the hometown buffet.
It might be my last hurrah, but I'm going for it.
I think you should. Tell us what's been, do you want to go into detail about what's going on?
Nobody really wants to hear it because.
I
did have to go have a friend who I've known since 1982. We are really good friends that I met through Jimmy Iovine. And we went to every concert. We were best friends. And his family owns a funeral home, which is always good to know somebody that owns a funeral home. So he went and picked up the ashes from my roommate and his mother yesterday for me because the woman who I fought in a lawsuit all that time, a year, demanded that I hadn't delivered them to her yet. And I've been, you know, medical reasons, I haven't been traveling. So I had to go get him to pick them up. So he went to take them to the attorney's office for me. He went into New York, picked them up, took them back to Westchester. And he called the downstairs, the lobby, and they said, well, we close at 5. And he goes, well, it's 4 minutes to 5. They said, well, can you fit it through the slot? He said, well, I'd have to take the ashes out and blow them through. But I could get them in there. So, you know, that's kind of been the stupid stuff that nobody really thinks about.
But did you notice I didn't?
That's what
I'm
doing.
Did you notice I didn't laugh, Kathy? Because I was just like, "Well, this is just another day for Kathy." You know,
it totally is. And I sleep with ashes too. I sleep with ashes. I sleep with Maybelline's ashes, which is a real, you know, it's a cock blocker. Let's put it that way. Nobody wants to get in bed with a box of ashes.
So sorry about Maybelline.
I know. She was a little movie. She was a little podcast star for a while ago.
Yes, she was. Well, she'll always be.
Yeah.
I'm going to have that picture that you sent when she's driving.
Isn't that the best picture? And she looks
I'm
going to
have
happy.
That blown up. I'm going to have Obviously, that blown up and put it on the wall.
That
and
day, or she wouldn't have looked so happy.
Yeah. Oh, she was the best little girl.
She was so cute. I got a picture of her looking out a window. And she's standing so straight like a human, and she looks just like Chewbacca. I mean, she's standing so tall and straight. I have to send it to you. Oh, so cute.
Please
I miss
do.
Her so much. I'm actually wanting to get some things resolved, and then I want to go on a trip to see my family, maybe in about a week and a half. And I might go to Hawaii because I have a friend there. And I just want to get away for a little bit and kind of cleanse the soul. You know, but everywhere you go now, it's too hot. You know, it's like anywhere you're going to travel to is going to be too hot.
Except for here. It's been chilly as hell in Los Angeles. Uh-huh. It's getting down to 56 degrees at night again. Like just like winter.
Oh, my God, I love that. And we're actually having a pretty good summer, too. But we had a great winter. But, of course, I didn't get out much, you know. But it was the best winter we've had since I've lived here. I mean, we actually had 55 and 65.
Because those, most people, you know, a lot of people are familiar with, but winter in South Florida is like how it is in Los Angeles all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's hot and humid for the other two thirds of the year, but then, or, you know, quarters of the year. But then wintertime is why everybody flocks there from Canada and such.
Well,
French Canada.
Not this year, but the winter before. It was, we had 2 days of 65 and the rest were 80 and 90. And this year we had months of 55, 65. It was really great. But I went last week. My sister came in to see me. I was actually hoping we could do it when she was here. But anyway, she came in to see me and we went to the beach. I haven't been in the ocean the whole time I've been here.
Oh my.
I went out to the beach and I swam way out over my head because I could see floor. You know, when you can see the floor, it's not so scary. You don't picture Jaws.
Yep, exactly.
You don't picture Jaws coming doo-doo up underneath you.
And it, and in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and West Palm and all that, you can see.
Oh, you know, yeah.
The water, the so beaches are like straight too. And flat with all that seaweed on them. But the water is so pristine and warm. Whereas, you know, the California coast, the bluffs and rocks and all is beautiful. But the water is like 5 degrees all year round.
I mean, I used to go in the water a lot in like Newport Beach. I mean, I'd go rafting and I used to go way out over my head, even in the Pacific, which, you know, the waves are pretty big and there's, you don't see anything. And there were times when I'd be way the heck out there. And even the lifeguards would come out and say, do you need any help? I go, no, I got it. And I'd be just out there floating around, you know. But after Jaws, nah, I like blue, pristine water. And I like to be able to see and I wear little those shoes, those water shoes, you know, because when I was in the Bahamas about 4 years ago, I stepped on a real pointy rock and it messed up my foot. Even though the water was beautiful, I didn't see it, you know. So now I wear those little stupid shoes. So.
Well, Dennis just said, I bet she does it in heels.
I so, do. Like, platforms.
Close enough.
Of course. I just call
you have a little screw on heels you can put on when you get out of the water.
Yeah. No, I was barefoot and I couldn't find a shower either on the beach, which is kind of weird because, you know, it's pretty sandy. But if you just walk down a mile, you can stop at Breakers and have a cocktail in the bar where the fish, all the little Nemos are swimming right through the bar. You see them. There's coral in the bar and little clownfish, you know, it's swimming through the bar. So it's always a nice way to end a swim.
Well, yeah, you're ready for sushi.
Yeah.
Get your palate ready for sushi.
Oh, no, I can't. Not after looking at it. Actually, I have eaten sushi right over the, I right over the top of them. I mean, I'm sure they don't know. Fish don't remember anything from like 2 seconds ago.
No, you know what? I my friend Johnny Walker, who has been on the Bob Dean Show,
yay.
He is an author. He's written 3 books in the Ethnomystery series, and maybe even 4 by now. He lives in Manhattan. Oh my God! Next time, I should have hooked you up with Johnny. He's just a great guy, and he has his fish named Fish. Kathy,
I'm sorry. I can't turn the phone off now once I waited for...
So what? I knew you'd be back. So at any rate, I mean, people Lobby. Drop out of my stories all the time. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't sweat it. So anyway, he has an aquarium that he has to move in a special truck when he moves. It must be a thousand gallons. I mean, it's as big as my living room window and deep. And this fish will swim and follow him around. And he goes and he talks to it. And the fish responds, you know, like with head movements.
Aww.
It's the neatest thing I've ever seen.
I think it's only goldfish that are really not bright. Because in the there's actually, because I know all whales and all that, but they're mammals. But I think it's mostly goldfish that aren't real bright.
Well, if some friggin' New Balanced young person, the way that everybody's changing and everything's changing so rapidly, comes out and says that vegetables can feel pain, we're all screwed. You know, because...
Well, they do. Some of them, they say tomatoes scream.
Who says who?
Oh, I learned this a long time ago. Tomatoes actually scream. They're not actually a vegetable, they're a fruit. But they supposedly scream. When you
a lot of fruit scream when you bite into them, but that's just at the gay pride parade.
No, a lot of them are real happy, though.
Yeah, right. I will be doing a set at the Ha Ha Club, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I'll be doing another set with the Percy Ramjan Show. It is the Gay Pride Celebration Show, Thursday, June 20th. So I'm getting out all my best homo material. And putting it together. But yeah, please, if you can remember that, ladies and gentlemen, tickets will be going on sale soon, if they're not already. And come see me at the HaHa. I did a show there a couple weeks ago, and it was great. It was nice to be back up on stage.
I want to visit. But, you know, it's weird. I used to rent cars there all the time and come out because I figured I'd stay out in Pasadena or something. And now, since COVID, I used to rent them from $12.99 to $39, you know, depending for a week or 2 weeks. And now they're like $100 a day.
It's nuts, girl.
And you can use
a convertible.
Oh, that's true. I'm a good driver.
Just sitting down there. I haven't driven it in weeks. It's sad. And you look great behind the wheel.
Yeah, I know. But you know how I am. I'm fussy about my hair.
You know, years ago when I had my Bonneville convertible, of course, you know, we were quite a bit younger. But I kept leather jackets and baseball caps in the trunk. Because honest to God, if it was 40 degrees or above, the top was always down. And then if somebody, you know, if a girl or even a guy, would, if we were at one bar and we're going to another and like, hey, I'll hitch a ride with you. And they're like, can you put the top up? And I'm like, nope, but here's a leather jacket. If you don't like it, call a cab.
I spent the whole summer 1 year, in 1981, actually. I spent the whole summer, or like, actually it was partially fall too, but in the Hamptons. My friend had a convertible. And I swear, when I got, after the end of the summer, I had to cut my hair. Because from whipping around, it just split up. But I guarantee women, if you're gonna get in a convertible, put a scarf on, just not too long, because it, you know, didn't do well for Isadora Duncan.
Isadora Duncan, bless her heart. You should bring back that look, Kathy, that classic look of the babushka tied underneath, you know, the silk.
It's Grace Kelly.
My Grace Aunt Kelly. Helen, that's how I became.
She would be with Cary Grant, you know.
There's two reasons why I have a fear of heights. My sister walking me and her friend Joanne Steinmetz, they were probably 16 because they were driving, and I was maybe 5 or 6, and we were going to New Hope, Pennsylvania, you know, the art community, and because we lived very close to there, and they had to park in Lambertville, New Jersey, which is on the other side of the Delaware River. And we walked across the old bridge, and it was like 5 degrees. The wind was blowing, and you can see down. You know, there's not like you could see down in the grates into the river, and it was all ice and everything. And I was so scared as a young little boy. And then probably that summer, right after, my Aunt Helen, what reminded me of the story is the scarf. My Aunt Helen had a red 1963 Impala SS convertible with the white bucket seats and the dual antennas. And in Western Pennsylvania, between like Uniontown and Brownsville and all around there, she was probably, I don't know, 21 or 22 at the time. And she was going like 80 miles an hour listening to Ray Charles sing Hit the Road, Jack. First time I ever heard it. It's Hit the Road, Jack. She was singing. And there's like no guardrail and these, you know, ravines that go down, like way down. And I remember, and no seatbelt, of course. And I'm holding on to the side of the.
I would be so scared. Door.
Oh, I was terrified. So now I'm
so afraid of, especially with no side thing. I remember I was on the road once with some playmates. It was called, and we would do these shows at nice hotels where we were endorsed by Body Glove and LA Gear. So we would be wearing little LA Gear tennis shoes and little Body Glove cute dresses and swimsuits and stuff. And we had routines that were choreographed by Tina Jones, Quincy Jones' daughter. And we'd get paid to, you know, do these little shows. So we would be on the road in a van, and we would book all the shows like one town and go all the way up the coast. And I always had to drive if we were going in the mountains, because I didn't feel safe with some of these girls, because some of them weren't the brightest chippies, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But most of them were great. But the thing is, I had to be in control if we went in the mountains. I had to go behind the wheel because I just didn't feel safe. I couldn't go to sleep.
I feel the same way. The last time
I would listen to Marvin Gaye. I remember. I listened to Marvin Gaye and drive.
Well, my sister Laurie is one of those drivers that's like, and then takes her foot off the gas, you know?
Oh, no, I hate that.
right? I hate that. And we were driving. The last time I went through that was the mountains, the Smoky Mountains, coming from Charlotte. No, from the Charlotte area back to Nashville. And my sister was driving, and it was at night. And, you know, there's all those semis through that area. And that's we had rented a van because we were bringing things back and forth. It was a nice custom van. But the point being is that that big thing, she's driving, and I was like, please, let me drive. Pull over to the next rest area. Let me drive. You know, it's unnerving.
Oh, yeah. It's too scary. Too scary. It's also my OCD and my control issues. I realize that's also a big part of it. But, you know, hey, you gotta love me for who I am.
Everybody loves you for who you are. Listen, did you get all those beautiful pictures signed?
No, they were actually little trading cards. I'm still working on them. I normally am pretty quick with that stuff, but normally I just sign across a trading card, my love, Kathy St. George, but I don't have to put it. But these cards have a little strip at the bottom. So you have to sign in the strip.
Ooh, scratchy stamp.
And it's very hard because my name is pretty big, Kathy St. George. And see, I like some people like Barbara Moore or something. They could go Barbara and Moore underneath. Barbara and Moore. And put love, Barbara Moore. You know, and they don't have to put the whole name together because Kathy St. George has to be in one line. It can't be Kathy and then St. George under it. It just doesn't look right.
So
it's almost like it's really hard. And I called them. I told them I only did 330 so far because I'm trying to do them nice, you know, but I have a big name. Big personality.
You are a big name, girl.
A big name. It's not a little name. So
how do you get that big name to come out of your mouth?
You're trying to get love in there, all my love. You're trying to get always. You know, it's just, what can I say? I've got half done.
Well, my friend Keith Garston, who very well may be listening. Gar, I hope you are, or watching. I sent him the picture that you sent me. He's my buddy that when I told him that you were going to be co-host years ago, and because I'm like, have you ever heard of Kathy St. George? And before I could say another word, he goes, oh, sweet Kathy St. George.
I know, and I feel bad. I need Playboy. To follow up with him. I got to send him a lighter or something.
Oh, please, would you? I'll get you his address.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, why not? I've got some.
What did you just say, Dennis? When she was talking about
you, could probably have a lighter too. I think
Dennis wants to know if your cards are scratch and sniff.
I'd have to bathe then. I don't want to. Not kidding. No, they're not, you pig.
She said, "No, they're not, you pig." Could be.
A guy can dream.
Well, you know what. I wouldn't be signing them so cheap if they were. I guess. Yeah.
You know what you should do? That's
when you get the big bucks.
You should market them as scratch and sniff, but don't say what the sniff is and put in some like lovely fresh baked croissant smell or something like that.
Or rotten eggs.
Or rotten eggs.
Like when I used to live in Florida, you know, up near in Tampa, because I had well water, it was very sulfury. Like down here, it's not.
Yeah.
But it was very sulfury, and it would smell like egg. You know, sometimes it was like, but down here, I live right on the lake where the water is, and there's no fish in it, no alligators, no nothing. And I live down the street is the water plant, so. I'm basically, my view will never get ruined because there will always have to be drinking water.
Well, now the lake by your building, that's just a man-made lake for show, right?
It's for drinking water. It's the drinking water of Palm Beach and West Palm Beach.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So it's a big lake. Building is built on the lake. The lake is not part of the grounds of your building.
No, it's on the lake. I mean, I'm right across the street from the lake. And
man, we miss the hell out of you.
Oh, I know.
You look beautiful, girl.
I do?
Yeah.
I stand up and show you. I'm skinnier now. And my But look how big they look anyway. And they're not anymore. But, you know, it's the iPhone. I think the iPhone has a setting that says make titties bigger, because mine never seem to get in these. Yeah. In the, my shoulders look small and this looks big. So
I hate this thing.
I'm going to have to worry. I'm going to have to try to set up my a computer to do this. But right now I'm kind of stuck with the iPhone. So it kind of gives a weird shape to everything. But it's very bright. Up. Yeah, but you know, what are you going to do? But I'm on my comfy couch. I'm wearing these new pants I got that are so comfortable.
Show us your boobies.
Okay. See, they're littler now. Wait, I got to scoot over. But it's just the top makes them look bigger. They're
you
actually
look
really little.
Awesome, girl.
They're actually really little now, but you know what? It's my stomach as much. Look how
I know you look great, va va voom, baby.
I know. It's so funny because last figure again, but my app is still the size.
Like, oh, this and that. The thing looks so bad, and then look at you. You look gorgeous.
My ass looks like the size. It's still the size of a Kardashian's. So you know, that's why I go out swimming.
Yeah, I was gonna say, just don't. You don't have to turn around for us.
If it's no, going, I won't.
Big fake won't. Asses.
No mooning. Okay.
You can do whatever you want, but you know, these big ass things are all over Beverly Hills now. These big ass implants.
I know. Just, I don't get it. I mean, I always had. I mean, in high school, I was called bubble butt. So everybody goes.
But that was a nice little round bubble butt, like not these ridiculous. It looks like a couple of what would they? Like giant, they're, I don't know what they're referring to. They look like giant, those Hershey eggs. At
oh,
Easter.
I know. No, they're
like that.
I should have done it, and they're, but really big and really little legs. And I never needed to. And it was weird because I went to a doctor here saying, you know, I'm concerned because I had something with my pituitary or something, but it was, which is why I gained that weight before. And it was my pituitary. So, but the guy, he was from Russia, and he said, I mean, I have nothing against the Russians, but I'm not happy with the leader, but you know, I've been to Russia and the people were very nice. But he was Russian, and I said, I gained 27 pounds in 6 days. This is not normal. I mean, I would have to eat a whole cow and drink keggers. And I said, that's just not normal. You can't even say it's because, oh, you're a certain age. You know, 27 pounds in 6 days is not normal when you're
dying.
And you know what he said to me? And I said, especially because, and this is what's weird, I was only 72 pounds when I graduated high school. I was 18 years old and I was 72 pounds, but I had a round face, a bubble butt. I had a perfect little figure. They used to call me Barbie but I was just a tiny little girl. And he goes, I think you had an eating disorder your whole life, but now you don't. And I said, I never didn't eat anything I wanted. I never overate. But I've always eaten pizza and pasta. And I said, it's like they don't even want to do a job here. So of course I got rude and said, maybe the women in where you come from are big with mustaches, but not here.
Well, you got to tell you.
And I walked out, and my sister wanted to punch him in the face. St. George's, we don't take that shit lying down.
Hell no.
Oh my God. So yeah. I think you had an eating disorder for 65 years. And I said, oh yeah. And then suddenly I gained 27 pounds in 6 days because I don't have it anymore, but I didn't change my diet. You know, it's this is the town. They say people go to Florida to die, but that's not true. They go to Florida for the medical profession to kill them.
You know, I've heard that too from other people.
Yeah, it's really
the medical care that they get in Florida. You know, I don't know. You're just another in a line of people that I value and respect their opinion very much. You've been flat out said, you know, my doctors are terrible. You know,
It's really, and that's why I was going to move back to New York. But I mean, I may try to get some doctors somewhere else. You know, but yeah, I mean, I'm afraid of them, and I want to go to the dentist. And I love my dentist in L.A. Love him. He used to keep Maybelline for the weekend because he loved her so much. He'd say, "Could you stay with me for the weekend?" The dentist, and she loved him. So it was like, sure.
Well, dentist has said if you want to find a better doctor, hang out at the golf course.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I could go to Mar-a-Lago.
Same thing with attorneys too.
Yeah, but you know, I even went to a doctor.
Not all, but some.
Oh, well, I've had a really bad one. I had a really bad one.
I know.
And
can you tell us that lady's name that caused you so much grief?
I can't. You know why? Because then if she dies, they'll know where to look. If I say her name.
Dennis agrees. He said, don't.
It's not settled yet.
It's not settled yet? It's settled, isn't it?
Oh, it's settled.
It's just,
but it cost me $250,000.
Then let's say your name so we can tell everybody that may be listening.
Yeah, her husband's an attorney. Her son's an attorney for Universal. I can't open that.
What are they going to do? They're going to sue me for all of my worldly goods?
No, but they can sue me. They've already sued me once.
Not if I say it.
And
that's not good.
I just had to get the ashes to, or she was gonna try to fight me again.
Yeah,
and
well,
I had to pay her legal bills because she said she'd never stop and never let me have it until.
Let Dennis and I come up there and just point her out, and we won't kick the crap out of her.
But we'll
embarrass her in a nice restaurant because, you know, you can't hit a woman, but you can make fun of her clothes.
She's 70-something years old. But see, I think she thinks, because she's never met me, and I think she thinks, because there were photographs of me, little pictures, and plus he had a folder of autograph pictures that he had collected from me, years ago when we first met, 2006. And plus there was pictures of me with Maybelline around the house. And when she came in and took all the valuables out, which was not legal either, she threw every picture of me away in the house.
That bitch.
And she only left one picture of him with Maybelline. That was it. And the thing is, I said, I think she thinks I'm that girl in the pictures and not, she doesn't see me as a woman, a mature woman. You know, she sees me as that 28-year-old in the photographs, you know? And so she thinks, here's this girl that's taken advantage of this person. I said, we never even dated. I mean, I remember I had a boyfriend for 8 years and we were staying.
Of course, you guys were just best friends.
And we were best friends. And
we met him several times here in Los Angeles. And he was just a great guy.
To the show.
Yeah.
Came down to the show. And
he
came to LA. He stayed in a hotel. He didn't stay with me. And, but I think, for some reason, she saw me as this young girl.
Well, because you are young and beautiful compared to your late friend. And
no, he was only 76.
Well, the point is what I'm saying is that she didn't even take the time to understand that you are capable of having friendships like that.
And
you
know,
you're not some fucking gold digger.
Everything he wanted her to have, I gave her. She took the original Hirschfeld. Everything out of the house. I let her take everything she wanted to have because if that's what he wanted, I wanted her to have it. You know what I mean? I'm the only person that didn't get what he wanted them to have. One year it took me to get the deed to that condo. 1 year. And so now I have to sell it because I can no longer afford to live in it because I spent all my savings fighting for it. So it's just sad because he wanted me there. She didn't honor his last wishes. And there's one thing too. I got his phone finally, and I looked at his phone, and she was supposed to be keeping an eye on him. And Monday I talked to him. He was feeling great. He'd gone for a 2-block walk. Tuesday I called him. He didn't answer. And I just figured he was sleeping or something. Wednesday I called. He didn't answer. And Thursday I was having dinner with a friend of mine from Texas who came in and for the day. And I was having dinner at a restaurant. And I got this. I don't have alerts on my phone, but I got this thing from Facebook, and I looked, and it was somebody giving condolences for his passing, and she never even told me. And she had already cremated him and everything by the time she got to me. But I looked at his phone, and I was told by her son that she went to the hospital and was with him when he died and everything. And she had contact Monday. So Monday she sent him a text. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, she was on his emergency contact. But the thing that's so weird is after he was dead, she sent him a text saying, "How are you doing? I'm just checking in on you." Because she wanted people to think she was concerned if something happened.
Yeah, exactly. What a manipulative.
I have his phone.
Makes me so mad.
I've never even. It's a 14, and I contacted the phone company and said I don't know if this phone's paid for, or if he got it on, because he only had it for 2 months. I don't know if it's, you know, where you pay by the month. I said, so I'm giving you a heads up if you want me to return the phone, and they said, well, you're not the trustee, so we can't even talk to you. I said, okay, so you don't get the phone, but I know.
Let her deal with that crap.
Well, she never even notified the mortgage companies that he was that he had died. So I had to pay 2 foreclosures now. I've got another one.
Honestly, one
week before the deed transferred to my name, it was foreclosed on again. So I have to pay the legal fees of Wells Fargo. And you know what we think about Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo sucks. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage in Fort Mill, South Carolina. You can kiss my hairy butt.
Yeah, Chris. Actually, after I did get the deed, they finally allowed me to make payments, but I had to pay $13,000. I had to pay late fees. I had to pay $2,500 for going into foreclosure, and the legal fees I haven't gotten yet. And then he had 2 mortgages, so I have another mortgage, and I paid $3,000, and then they're telling me. Then I tried to pay it the last 2 months, and they won't take my money again. It's a battle every day.
I had a friend, former friend, but she and her brother, their father died and left them quite a bit of money, and they never got along from being teenagers until into adulthood. They don't even speak anymore, and it's really sad because this particular friend this woman who used to be my best friend who like turned her back on me because she's just fucked up. She's done it to other people. But the point of being is that they, instead of coming to some sort of agreement, they would fight over every little, like the toaster. I want the toaster, you know? And who won? The lawyers. The lawyers sucked like $2 million out of her father's estate just because they couldn't come to terms with, you know, who wanted the damn, blender and, you know,
fighting over stuff. I got rid of everything. I said take anything out. I got rid of it, moved. I gave it all away to the maintenance men and stuff like that. I didn't want to, because I didn't even want to go back, because I had such, it was sad for me to go there because of the way she treated me when I was there and what she did to the, oh, you should have seen it. She had all his clothes and bags filling the halls. She was supposed to get rid of it. She was an executrix, so she was supposed to get rid of this stuff. She didn't take anything out. She left it. She broke framed, signed pictures of Fred Astaire. They were lying on the floor broken. And that's what I walked into. Luckily, my attorney was with me and saw it. But you know what? It took a year for my attorney to get this done, and he could have done it much quicker, but they want to drag it out. And not only that, but he, when I they said I had to pay her attorney's fees, and she was never gonna stop, you know. And they said they wanted $50,000, and I said, I'll give you 20. That's it. Otherwise, let's go to court. Because they knew they couldn't win in court because they knew everything she done was illegal. So they didn't want to go to court.
Hey, lady. It's over. Hey, lady that fucked with Kathy. Yeah. I'm coming for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tie you to and paint your toenails.
Get in trouble. That's like
when I just said I'm going to tie you down and paint your toenails.
When you say this is the face you're going to see when you die, they just frown on that now.
Oh, I know. Listen, our buddy Sam is telling us it's time to wrap it up.
No, so we talked about negative shit. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry.
This is a negative shit episode. So will you be with us next episode?
Sure. Yeah. Because, I mean, back. Now I know back, I can
back. La, 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 la. What?
Now I know I could just sit on my couch and be comfortable.
Honey, your figure looks great.
Oh, it
from the front.
Yeah, okay. My bathing suits are too big. My one pieces are too big now.
Which I got mine fine because
my boobs fall. I went to lean over and get my little arm weight out of the pool because it blew in, and this little boy picked it up for me, and I leaned over and both my boobs fell out. And his parents were there, and I covered him up. I go, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know what
do you say. Do. It's Mother Nature.
They have a mind of their
That's
own.
That's why they had to go.
Dennis says they have a mind of their own.
They do. And now right. They're in the freezer.
Love you, Kath.
Love you, Kath.
We love you. We'll talk to you this week. And plan on being on the next show, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, we love you. Thank you, Sam. I'll try to get in
trouble so we'll have something to talk about. Okay.
Thank you, Sam Hayson. Thank you, LA Talk Radio. Thank you, Dennis Olson. Thank you, Kathy St. George.
Thank you,
Maybelline
Bob.
In heaven, mwah, mwah, mwah. And lady that screwed Kathy over. We'll see.
It's sad because we could have had a nice memorial. It would have been nice, but nope.
All right. Well, on that note, big smiles. Thank you.
You're listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.